You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Folks, Mother's Day is around the corner, and let me talk to you about 1-800-Flowers. I can't wait. Every year, it's a tradition. I send stuff to my mother, my mother-in-law, and my wife because they are three amazing moms. They're better than all your moms out there. You think you have good moms? No, I have good moms in my life. I'm just kidding. This was a little harsh. I'm sure you guys all have good moms too. From your mom to the mother of your children and all the moms in between, this Mother's Day, give back to the ones that have given you everything. 1-800-Flowers helps you celebrate all amazing moms, from homemade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts, ordered easily and delivered fresh. For a limited time, you can save up to 40% off Mother's Day bestsellers at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan. Don't wait. Order today and save up to 40% at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey, please drink responsibly.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, we left our homes up in Bristol Bay for the waters of Miami shore. With a hippo at the helm and our severance pay, we fly the pirate flag once more. Pirate radio with the ship and crew, we get wind in our sails and the sky is blue. There's a devil up our nose, so much work to do. Pirate radio. Well, the ship is a wreck, shit stains the deck as Michael Hollow's fellas make more. And Billy is a worry that he's got the scurvy, cause Chris ate all the limes in store. Pirate radio with the ship and crew, we get wind in our sails and the sky is blue. There's a devil up our nose, so much work to do. Pirate radio. Now Roy is a chum when he's on the rum, he's the glue when we spring a leak. And Stu is a mess, he does less and less, and Greg's sounding worse each week. Pirate radio with the ship and crew, we get wind in our sails and the sky is blue. There's a devil up our nose, so much work to do. Pirate radio. Someone yelled ahoy, who the hell's cabin boy? Somebody named Tony, who knows? Once we got the skip, well, a mean jump ship, cause he knew we would sail to gold. Pirate radio with the ship and crew, we got wind in our sails and the sky is blue. There's a devil up our nose, so much work to do. For the pirate radio.
Dugatz was a big, strong man yesterday. That was head of family stuff. That shit's not easy. And he really handled it with great grace for his family. And so you guys all that were there to love him up. I don't, you know.
Thank you, guys.
He felt it.
I did.
I wanted to text him so bad about the Matthew Stafford trade.
No, here's the playground, okay?
Stugatz, thank you. It was the first I heard about it.
Stugatz has given me some permission here, and I think I don't think it's a terrible idea in what we're doing today for the running thread through the show to be that Stugatz is here toughing it out, get him some love, you know, and get some laughs around the Zoom call. Can I hear the Zoom call, or is it something you guys are going to, like, spring on me, the old people trying to get on a Zoom call?
You're going to play the actual Zoom call from yesterday? Because I was mortified. Like, I was pacing around my house. And it's okay. We could have fun around this. But I was mortified at what was happening and was wondering how you guys in particular, no one else on that Zoom, and there were 150 people, and thank you. Thank you for showing your respects to my family and my mother. But I was wondering, how is Dan, Mike, Billy, Roy, Chris, and whoever else was on there, how are they absorbing this old Jewish Zoom room? Because I was mortified. I was getting angry at people. I mean, people that I love. I mean,
I'm always thinking content in those things. Yeah. So I was making very off-color jokes.
Oh, good.
Yeah, well, Mike was going dark, and there was one point that he went so off-color, Stugatz, that Valerie snapped at me from the side of the kitchen. Dan, you can't be smiling. But Mike said something about just some I don't even remember. What was it?
I made a very dark joke that his speech should have ended with an Orr Bryles joke.
Oh, yes, that's what happened.
I thought about it, to be honest with you. Yeah. I did.
Speaking of Orr Bryles.
I did. Mom's observations. Life observations.
I mean, we hope that she's in heaven, not hell. Speaking of hell.
I was thinking about it. I actually was.
Can you believe Stafford wanted to go anywhere but New England?
I can't believe you texted me that an hour after I put my mom 6 feet under the ground. I mean, seriously.
Mike, how could you do that? Mike, how could you do that?
The one place we all thought for sure he'd want to go.
Well, somebody explain to me what happened there with Stafford, because that was the news of the weekend, and it was so funny, right? Because Stafford and Goff, Stugatz, like two quarterbacks. That whole thing is funny for a number of reasons, because what you just saw there was basically, that wasn't actually the worth of Stafford or Goff. That was the worth of what it cost to get that contract of Goff off of your back. It wasn't that people were looking like, how could you give up that much for Stafford? And that means how much is Watson worth? No, man, the Rams have decided Goff ain't it. And we can make system quarterbacks. Goff is the most system quarterback of all the system quarterbacks in the entire sport, where you don't know if he's any good or not. You figure he's good only because of the system, and that system got, you know, it the sphincter got clogged up by Belichick in a Super Bowl, and they haven't been the same since. So it's like, that guy's progressive. He's not going to be the coach of the Rams isn't just going to sit there. So he's like, okay, I'll go all in right now. I don't have any draft picks for the next 5 years.
Right.
I'm young. I can always get another job in this sport in my 40s. Let me see if I could get Aaron Donald. They don't have a first-round pick on the rosters like anymore since Aaron Donald. They don't have a first-round pick for 5 years. And this is McVay just saying, oh, bleep it. I'll just do it right now with Stafford. I don't know if he's healthy, but and we're all thinking to ourselves, Stugatz. All of us are thinking to ourselves, well, we know Stafford's better than Goff. We might not know how to evaluate the positions and stuff, and Stafford might not be healthy, but Goff is a system guy. Stafford looked good even then, that sewage dump that is the Lions, the worst organization in the sport. I got to think that Dan Campbell, did they give him 6 years, Mike? Did they give Man Campbell a 6-year contract? Because they're like, okay, we know Goff can't play too, and so maybe he plays here, but we're just going to take this contract for 2 years, and then you can get started on your job, as we're just going to fumigate the place.
What you saw was an NBA trade in the NFL, because there were higher picks offered to Detroit. But, I mean, you could do worse than get a quarterback that's made it to a Super Bowl. If I had to bet money on it, I don't think Goff is on the Detroit Lions next year. I think the Lions have an out in that massive contract. But when hearing about the Rams being interested, the big question was, well, how do they get out from this Goff trade? And the answer was simple. They got to trade assets, additional draft capital to get that contract off the books. And that's exactly what you saw. I think Matthew Stafford has a lot of respect from the analytics community for the most part. He signed one of the richest contracts in the history of the sport. He lived up to it. And now we get to see what he does with a very respected coach that made it to a Super Bowl with Jared Goff.
I like his chances, and you've heard me be a very – Stugatz, you've mocked me over the years. I can't believe that this is where we're starting with Stafford and Goff when Stugatz buried his mother yesterday, and Stugatz can't keep up with this. Like, Stugatz,
No, I'm good with this.
Is it possible for you to break down the nuances of a Stafford-Goff trade when Mike is trying to bother you during the funeral to break news to you?
I can break this down rather easily, to be honest with you. Matthew Stafford, because everything with Stafford has been – coaches constantly change. The coordinators constantly change. They don't have good, you know, position skill players. I'm telling you right now, Stafford better go to L.A. and he better win a Super Bowl. It is Super Bowl or bust. There are no more excuses. You have skill players around you. You have an offensive genius as head coach. Yep, Detroit is
I like his chances is what I'm telling you.
He's not going to win a Super Bowl. I'm telling you right now.
Okay, maybe not. Oh, wait, why are you doing this?
What are we doing with Matthew Stafford, where he's the missing piece to the LA Rams? Jared Goff got him to a Super Bowl. Got him to a Super Bowl. Was in the game. Matthew Stafford, and Goff has set a very high bar because he went to the Super Bowl. And if Matthew Stafford, if you want this to work out, not only do you have to get to the Super Bowl, you have to get there and win it. How about that?
So Super Bowl or bust, but you're already calling it right now bust because he's not making it to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, he's not that good.
Okay, Stugatz, you're emotional. We've got to understand what's happening here because now Stugatz has flopped to the other side.
Meaningless trade.
Okay, so let's back up for a second.
It's two number one overall picks traded for each other.
Yep, Stugatz, before we get to the take of takes, okay, we were all together at your mother's funeral yesterday, and it's awkward in the age of COVID. Billy, we all felt uncomfortable yesterday, right? The whole thing was awkward from trying to, you know, we want to hug our friend because you're in some pain.
I'll tell you about awkward. Matthew Stafford not wanting to go to New England. I mean, seriously, who cares about Stafford? He's a loser. I mean, winners go to New England. That's where Tom Brady was. He won. You don't want to listen. You complain about your coaches and the coaching carousel and different offensive coordinators every year. What you have in New England is stability and the greatest head coach of all time, the greatest football coach of all time. And Stafford has no desire to go there. Why? Loser.
Okay. Oh, my God.
What's going on?
That hit me in the chest. Wait a minute. Can you that rant felt a little bit like Stugatz now pulling out the Sid Sashero bona fides? Get this sound for us because this is that you just punched me in the chest with loser. And it's the best of the rants I've heard in this department. Creative hot take department. Stafford's a loser since Messi was under the knife, the hot knife of Sid Sashero. Do you have that mic right now?
It takes a little bit longer now outside of the Disney umbrella, Dano. It's buffering. Okay. I have like a 56K modem here, so
all right.
Deal with it.
So, all right, it'll play Phil. In a second. Yes,
seems
thank
like
you.
A lot of K's.
Phil, who did someone who shouted at me, Phil? Was that Whittingham or was that Mike that shouted Phil? Okay, I will Phil here waiting for this sound to come in. So Stugatz yesterday, because I don't know how to do today's show. I want to do a sports show. There's plenty in the world of sports to talk about, but also we're legitimately grieving for our friend here because we love to laugh. And Stugatz, look, he's driving in today. I'm stunned that he's here, but I'm not at all surprised either because this is a safe haven for us because this is a fun place to come and laugh as medicine with our friends. And it was hard to see Stugatz yesterday like that, but it was also, and I think I speak for all of us when I say this, I was proud of him. I was proud of Stugatz as the head of his family and just a really strong man giving really kind, moving words, you know, on behalf of who his mother was and why she will be missed.
There was a detachment to that. Thank you, by the way, for your guys' support, all of you. Everyone sent me a text for the most part afterwards. Mike sent me a text about Matthew Stafford, that
he
loser.
He hates Patricia.
Yeah, not wanting to go.
It's incredible.
I mean, that's my mom's name. I mean, he hates my mom.
Oh, I meant Matt Patricia.
Okay. But everyone sent me text of support afterwards. Mike did not. He only sent me the article from Tom Curran about Stafford not wanting to go to New England. I appreciated it. I needed that, Mike. I needed it.
I sent pretzels, I think.
Yeah, I think you did. The detachment of doing that in front of a television screen in a house standing next to my dad was odd and awkward. The Zoom did not make it any easier. And just the way the people acted in that Zoom and not muting was frustrating. But I imagine you guys took great delight as I rattled off all the nicknames of my friends.
Well, if I may, wait a minute. There are a number of funny things we all discovered. I got the group text from Billy that just simply read, of course he had a friend named Rat. I mean, of course, because we learned that together about Stugatz. It feels like we know Stugatz pretty well, but every once in a while, parts of his past sneak into the game. And of course, he's got a family friend named Rat. But we were all, Stugatz, uncomfortable because of some of the stuff that was happening at the beginning with the Zoom and the old people. I don't believe I've ever seen Roy laugh as hard as he was laughing because some people weren't unmuted and they were confused. And you got to hear sort of the jibber jabber of old people being confused by Zoom. And it was an amazing way to, I mean, I'm walking into the funeral, virtually walking in, and one of the first faces I see is Roy roaring with laughter. And I'm like, what can possibly be so funny in this incredibly dark, weird, sad time where 150 people are gathered weirdly, grieving because our buddy's hurting, and Roy is howling with laughter. What could that have possibly been about?
Obviously, it's just the old people not figuring out Zoom. Like, my wife was next to me crying out of emotion and laughing at the same time. It was just a remarkable feat. I couldn't believe that was happening.
Well, the other thing that was funny is that I couldn't stop laughing about Stugatz is I couldn't get out of my background because I am one of those old people on Zoom.
That was great.
I couldn't get out of my background.
My daughters loved it. I know exactly what you're about to say. Me be having my head shaved.
Yes, yes. It was Stugatz and a mind bomb.
Emma and Rachel, my daughters, they loved it. They were laughing out loud.
Okay. Mike, you have to post that photo for people to see it. But yes, I couldn't get, because my Zoom background throughout the pandemic has been Stugatz with his hair shaved, so he's got an island of a cul-de-sac, looking into a mirror as he's discovering that he's lost the Paul Feinbaum bet and has now the haircut of Paul Feinbaum. That photograph, that was a real moment, and it was behind me, and I couldn't get it off of the screen.
It was so bad, and the only time it wasn't that is when it was Greg Cody dressed as Woody from Toy Story.
As a cowboy, that's right. I switched it over. Billy, but you did that on purpose. That was Billy leading me.
I did not.
You were leading me to
Billy.
Billy, you're an anarchist always. And I'm like, Billy, help me with this, because Mike was at a soccer game, weirdly. Mike was phoning in his grief from a soccer field.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I had to play soccer. One of my friends is leaving town, so we had a testimonial match. Said goodbye to two people I know.
All right. I mean, soccer, really. I feel so loved by you.
Tell me I was on mute. Otherwise, you would have heard.
You went to my mom's funeral from a soccer game and sent me a Tom Curran article afterwards. I mean,
Mike
Jesus,
was going all
I was drinking a Michelob Ultra the entire time.
Mike
too.
Was going all dark humor the entire time. What is the matter with you?
I'm not
you?
Good at funerals, guys.
No one is.
You got to laugh.
It's Roy awkward. Was dressed fantastically, though. Did we mention
oh
that?
Oh, my God. Roy was the nicest dressed
Roy,
person
You
there.
Made us all look bad, Roy. Like, I broke out. I was more dressed up than I've ever been during the pandemic. And by saying that, I mean I put on a golf shirt that was black.
Well, that's your fault.
No, that's not my fault, Roy. Listen to me. Roy, I've been bumming around my house for 10 months like most of us have been. It's not been a dressed up period. I don't know how many times all of you, like I'm assuming many of you have had to wear pants to go to work. But if that's not what you've been doing and you've just been super diligent about COVID, you probably haven't been wearing pants a whole lot. We don't wear pants at work. Chris is often naked, totally nude while we're doing this.
That's right.
Except for his shoes. The floor is icky.
Mm-hmm. The floor
and a hat, because that's my thing.
The floor is icky at your house now?
Why is the floor icky in here? Why is that?
It's the Clevelander.
Well, it's also because you keep dropping stuff on the floor, Dan.
Yeah.
All right. That was very nice one day. I came in there with Bob, and there was just like three water bottles all emptied out on the ground. It looked like you did it on purpose. And there was like one napkin on top. Oh, he helped.
Okay, so that's why the floor is sticky. Stugatz, how are you doing today, in all seriousness? We're joking around and we're doing a sports show today, and we will continue to do it because there is a lot of good stuff to talk about today. But in all seriousness, because we just sort of jumped in here fooling around, I think humor is one of the ways one copes with grief. I think it's one of the reasons you're in here today, not just because you love us, because it's going to feel pretty good to laugh for 3 hours, because what you've gone through recently, you don't wish on anybody, because you spoke to some of that in your eulogy where you were saying you wouldn't have wanted to be here with me trying to manage this particular grief and all these big family decisions during a pandemic when it doesn't feel real, that you can't like reach out and touch someone. You can't hold someone. You're doing it from your living room because your mother's being buried somewhere else. I don't mean to be too intimate.
No, it's okay. I'm kind of used to the detachment of this because I've been dealing with COVID for 3 weeks. So yesterday just was an extension of that, where, you know, it's just hard because, as I said yesterday, you have your mom who's been there for you your entire life, and at the time where she needs you, you can't physically be there for her. And so what I tried to do was be there with her in spirit. I tried to be there with her with my words on the phone, mentally. I really like dove into this with my mom as she was trying to recover. And yesterday just felt like an extension of the detachment that is COVID, because I haven't had a chance to see her. I haven't seen her in a few months, and all that hurts. And so I just, like, this is super helpful. You know, this is super helpful Because you guys are extended family and you know me, and my mom was super happy that I found a place that I could go to every day that I called work, where I was just able to be myself, and you guys accepted me for the most part for what I am. And she was super grateful about that because that meant a lot to her. It really did. And so this show became a huge source of happiness for her in the final 5 years because she was in a lot of pain. And so I'm doing okay, but I know my mom. I really do this because I know my mom. I know the physical pain my mom was in. And my mom, as I said yesterday, had a banner week. She's out of pain. She's in a better place. She's reunited with her mom and her dad. She's reunited with her best friend. And I'm grateful for that. If I have to find peace and solace in this somewhere, and that's where I've been able to find it. And hopefully my dad will be able to have a more active life and be able to attend more things as we move forward. But I'm okay, Dan. Like, I had 2 weeks to prepare for this. And my mom, God bless her soul, gave us, just by getting on that ventilator, fighting the way she did, really gave me, I truly believe this, did it for me, my dad, and my brother, because we were not ready to accept it yet. And that gave us a week to kind of get everything in order. And so I sit here today telling you that I go in and out emotionally. But for the most part, I'm feeling pretty good. I really am. And sitting here with you guys and laughing really helps. It does. It's why I keep coming in and doing it. And people who are questioning why or whether I should be doing it or not, I don't care. Like,
who's
don't tell me.
This?
Oh,
who's
people on Twitter. Don't tell me how to grieve. I mean, I'll grieve my way and you grieve
minute,
your way.
Wait,
I
who's doing that?
Oh, there was some. I just saw some. Listen, I haven't paid attention to Twitter in years.
You don't. You go out to the golf course, you don't pay any attention. You just retweet compliments and people are telling you how to grieve your mother's death by going home. And wait a minute. They're doing to you what you used to do to the athlete who lost a game where you're like, go home and suffer it. Don't go to the nightclub. And you'd
be. Yeah, they're doing. Listen, I had to check my mentions because I wanted to see the reaction to the Stafford trade. And while I was there, I saw a couple of people criticizing me saying, hey, Stu, maybe take a week off, honor your mother. And I'm like, hey, you know what? I didn't respond to them, but I'm thinking to myself, don't tell me how to grieve my mother's death.
That's right.
I'll grieve it however
That's
I
right.
want,
That's
okay?
Right. Yes, you will. And what's funny about that, Stu Gatz, even though everything you just said, people might say to themselves, well, what could possibly be the funny in any of what Stu Gatz just said? It was heartfelt, it's moving, it's emotional, it's touching, it's real, and we love him, and he loves us, and this is a hard time. And hopefully we can be there for him in some small way, and it becomes family and friendships and all that stuff. And while he's saying that, and we're all moved because we've seen Stu Gatz. I've never seen him cry before the last couple of weeks, not in 20 years working with him. And he is, you know, he has suffered this, and it has been brutally hard. But as he's relaying that to you and the audience for the first time, Mike, about a minute into what you said, whispers in my ear like a devil demon, Stu Gatz, not interested at all in the grief here, just wanting the funny, says to me, just like this. And it's a whisper as I'm trying to listen to my grieving friend, as the grief eater and the guy who loves you, as you're getting a moment of intimate vulnerability on the radio, Mike Ryan says in my ear, and it's like a sizzling fuse toward inappropriate, and he's like, I finally have that Sid Sechero sound.
Domestically, he's won everything there is to win at Barcelona.
Yeah.
And he started at Barcelona, what, 13?
Yeah.
He's won everything there is to win. Here's how you know what Messi's about. When they were winning the best things at Barcelona, it was Messi, it was Xavi, Iniesta, David Villa. That was a team. When they would break from 2008 on and go their separate ways for major tournaments, Xavi and Iniesta and David Villa and all those Spanish guys from Barca were winning tournaments.
Three in a row.
Euro 2008, World Cup 2010, Euro 2012.
Good math.
Messi, the second he steps on a field without that core, is average. And you have seen it in Copa Americas. You have seen it in World Cups. He's now gone 675 straight minutes without scoring a World Cup goal because Xavi's not there, because Iniesta's not there, because David Villa's not there. And the best players I've ever seen in my life can play with anybody. Cristiano Ronaldo can play with any. Michael Carrick sucks. Darren Fletcher sucks.
Why is that?
I'm making a point. I'm making a point that Ronaldo didn't have Xavi. Ronaldo didn't have Iniesta. Zinedine Zidane could play with anybody. And he did it constantly at Juventus, for France, Real Madrid, scoring in the final at Hampden Park in Scotland. He could play with any Ronaldo, fat Ronaldo from Brazil, could play with anybody and win. That's greatness. That's a GOAT. That's a guy you respect. Fraud.
Oh, okay. All right, well hold done, on. Nice. No, so I've got to go back for a second. I feel like I need to apologize to Sid Sichero, because as much as that was Maximum Stugatz, I think he needs to get more Lions history. I think we need to refine this take over the course of the show today. I feel like he could get – I don't feel like if we put those next to each other, do you think you will have surpassed Sid Sichero? He just brought so many more angry facts to the table than you did, and he ended it with fraud, and you – I felt like we're maximum.
I ended it with Loser.
No, Loser was also very good. Yeah. Very good. No. Very strong.
I don't feel like mine is as strong as Sid's is.
Michael Carrick sucks.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good way to start right there.
Michael Carrick sucks.
What did he do? Poor Michael Carrick. Just got dragged into this.
He really did. He really
has nothing to do with this conversation.
Stugatz here for my friends over at Simply Safe. When you travel, do concerns back home nag you? Did you lock up? Did you leave a window open? That's why I recommend investing in Simply Safe Home Security today for award-winning security and peace of mind wherever your summer plans take you. I've had Simply Safe in my home for many years now. The peace of mind it gives me, especially during the summertime when I'm all over the place, is incredible. Because I know the things I care about, the things I value back home, I can always keep an eye on it using Simply Safe's indoor and outdoor cameras. So do me a favor. Before you head out on your next vacation, make sure to protect your whole home with Simply Safe's variety of indoor and outdoor cameras. Plus, add sensors to detect break-ins, fires, floods, and more. It's backed by 24/7 professional monitoring for less than a dollar a day. No contracts to worry about, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Simply Safe has given me and many of my listeners real peace of mind. I want you to have it too. So right now, get 20% off any new Simply Safe system with Fast Protect monitoring at simplysafe.com/DLB. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Roy,
get the table.
Yeah.
Woo! Undefeated in regulation, the Florida Panthers are back. And we've got so many games in hand right now because we played like four of them when the rest of the league has played 11. Oh, Roy. Let's talk about this Hornquist, huh? Let's talk about him.
Yeah, he's what you want a power forward to be.
Yeah.
He's right there creating traffic in front of the net. He's creating screens. He's deflecting pucks. He's getting rebounds. And it's just something that the Panthers haven't had in a long time. So that was getting him and getting rid of Mike Matheson was the first of many good deals that Bill Zito, the new GM of the Panthers, did in the offseason.
And Bobrovsky. He might be back. He's standing on his head in that game in Columbus, Dan. I know you watched it.
All right, well, wait a minute. Who is this guy? Wait a minute. I don't want to hear from... Wait. If you're going to address me, okay, with a tone, I'd like to or prefer to hear from a surfer guy far away from the mic or death metal hockey guy or somebody else, but not this new guy that you've created.
I want Mike Ryan talking hockey.
Fun of me
there's a local hour.
Look, I know, but you're mocking me about hockey. And wait a minute, I'd like to have a serious conversation about hockey here for just a second.
What?
That I get involved in. Yes, because that was genuine enthusiasm I just heard in Roy's voice. I believe this start for the Panthers after what's it been, 7 games? Just because they haven't lost in 7 games or something like that, Roy, all of a sudden, these guys, it's after just decades of failure with this rat garbage hockey team in this town. You guys are, we're always making the joke, all of our hockey coverage across 15 years has been the Panthers are always 2 points out or 3 points out of the final playoff spot. They've stunk across 15 years. And 7 games, you guys are going to have enthusiasm about this? 7 games in?
Well, the 5-1-1, Dan. So that's the best start in franchise history.
6.
So that's kind of something to be excited about.
You can't get better than that, dude. And they've made all the right signings. Barkey, hell of a skipper. Bobrovsky standing on his head. Hoober, dude, amazing. And what about this new signing? Anthony Duclair, Roy. I like to call him Dude Claire.
Well, he came in as a goal scorer. That was his primary function as a signing. But he has 6 assists because Carter Verhaeghe, his line mate, has been cleaning up a lot of his rebounds on him driving to the net. So it's been a really surprising start, but a very good one for Anthony Duclair, as now apparently he's a playmaker. So good for him.
Coach Q shoring up that defense. It was a big problem last year, but now, post-pandemic, hopefully, we're going to be lifting the cup. Ain't that right, dude?
All right, back away for a second, because
I can't get further.
No, back away even more, okay, please? And I don't want to hear from you anymore.
How's
I don't
this? Listen,
I don't want to, I don't know. I don't want to hear from you anymore, because you began that.
You want that Bitcoin, by the way?
You began that what? Now you're merging, guys. You began that bit by saying 5-0-1. You can't do any better than that. When you can in fact do better than that, you can. 5-0-1 is not the best you can do. That you can do better than that. 6-0 is better than that. That's where you started, and that's fine. Six Stugatz. You've been around hockey. You grew up a hockey fan. It's one of the sports you loved. The
yes.
most growing up.
Yep.
I mean, I'm always the urinator, but what are they doing after six games when it's been literally 16 years of shit for this franchise?
They're celebrating because only one other team in the NHL, I believe the Capitals, are undefeated. So, listen, you'll take little victories where you can get them, and I'm with Roy and Mike. This is very exciting. The Panthers off to a good start. I mean, what are you doing? Yeah. Why are you urinating on the ice? I mean, what's the matter with you?
Don't. Eat the yellow snow. Do not do it, kids. Dan's out here trying to urinate on the Discover Card Central Division leaders. You think they hand out Discover Card Central Division championships, Dan? They don't just give those away.
Mike, would you do me the favor, please, of telling me whether or not we have sound of something that I wanted to talk about here?
They're really sponsored, the division names in the NFL. I mean, the NHL. I mean,
yes, all four divisions are sponsored.
Hockey's become NASCAR.
I mean, no, man. It's a bummer the Cats aren't playing in the Chipotle Central Division.
But the league lost a lot of money in the bubble last year because of the pandemic, so they got to get them. They got to get this cash where they can.
By the way, kind of on the same subject, is there anything more delightful than when you walk into a Moe's and everyone's like, welcome to Moe's?
That's awesome.
Can you
Pittsburgh's
guys...
further east than we are?
Yeah, what? Man. You can draw a straight line from South Florida straight to Cleveland. Did you know that, dude?
You can draw a straight line from South Florida to anywhere. It's a straight line.
No, well, very true.
That's a good point.
But not diagonally. Yeah. Just north to south. North to south. There's parts of Florida that are in the central division. I mean the central time zone.
Forgive me.
Is it the Discover Card Central Time Zone?
Yes, you are correct.
All right. Somebody,
they're
guys,
selling time zones?
Wait, Mike, I really do need help here, Stugatz, because sports are selling out a little too fast, okay?
Not fast enough.
So, Mike, please just read them one after another because you are informing me of this. I had not heard what you just said, and that is an amazing way to cash grab. And, of course, let's just go with desperate greed at this point because everyone's losing a lot of money and not having fans in games. I don't know if you've read some of the stories about the way the Warriors are financed and the turbulence of the market, Stugatz, but, like, there's a lot of money here changing hands in a way that makes the economy shake and feel super unsafe. And
right.
You got Jimmy Kimmel fighting with Jon Stewart. And Jimmy Kimmel, that one was fascinating last night because Jimmy Kimmel is out here thinking that he's got the credentials, comedian-wise, that Jon Stewart has. And you just saw a fight between them back and forth because Jimmy Kimmel is articulating by saying that Russian bots are, influencing the economy. And you've got Jimmy Kimmel sort of now people are just dragging Jimmy Kimmel because he is sort of, he's going somehow his politics have been left. And now he tilts right on something where he's saying, hey, the first way to get to communism is bleep with a country's economy. And now people are siding with Jon Stewart saying, hey, stop siding with the rich people.
It's a bit of a non sequitur, dude.
It really is.
I got the division names. Is that?
Yes. No.
That's where we were headed.
So I was rambling. Can you just give me the four division names and their sponsors? Because I didn't realize we had arrived here.
You got the Scotia NHL North Division, the Discover NHL Central Division, the Mass Mutual East Division, and my personal favorite, because I drive a Civic, the Honda NHL West Division.
Has anyone reported what those are worth? What those sponsorships, what someone had to
the
pay?
The Central Division Championship is priceless, Dan. I've been waiting for this moment all my life.
Who's that guy? Who's
I think
that
I was
character?
Phil Collins.
Weird.
What are you doing there? Who's that character?
You want to know how much sponsors pay to sponsor a division?
Well, but because that's got to be expensive, does it not? You can't give that away cheap.
Can
correct?
We sponsor an NHL division?
If you can get
World
a cheap,
World of Suey
I'd
Central
like
Division.
Meadowlark Media. The Meadowlark Media Central Division. I wanted to ask you guys, Billy, were you able to get that sound cleared of Draymond Green because it was press conference sound? Because
please stop asking as if we have a clearance department. Let's just play
sound.
It. It was a press conference.
Okay, well, before you play it, though, I want to explain it to the audience. By way of explaining it to the audience, I want to explain how it is that I'm segueing into something else from this weekend that Stugatz may not have seen because Stugatz was immersed in family stuff, and he's coming over here for the escape. So, Stugatz, did you see any of what was going on with Rodney Magruder, the former Miami Heat player, and Draymond Green and the Golden State Warriors? Do you know anything involved with this little soap opera that I'm about to tell the audience and you about?
No.
All right, so here's some of the backstory because it's uproariously funny. But it starts with Rodney Magruder, okay? He is a guy who has been a journeyman for a long time in the league. And when he played for the Miami Heat, I believe Miami Heat fans kind of loved Rodney Magruder. I know he was one of my father's favorite players because he was just like a scrappy little player and he could make his way in the league and he played defense and he wasn't a very good player, but he was okay. And he could be a professional basketball player making a living in that sport and be your scrappy guy. And for some reason, I think, while defending the honor of Wayne Ellington and something that had been said in the first quarter, according to Draymond Green, Rodney Magruder found himself sort of beefing with the Golden State Warriors, getting tough. And now Klay Thompson's not playing. Klay Thompson's in a boot, but Klay Thompson is doing some of the commentary on Rodney Magruder heading toward the scuffle with the Golden State Warriors. We don't have that Klay Thompson sound, correct? But the Klay Thompson sound is essentially, he's doing the broadcast on the game and he's saying, look at Rodney Magruder, probably chirping about how he's not going to be in the league very much longer. As if he was cruel to him, as if that dude matters. And he just sort of torched him. But Klay Thompson was then one-upped because he was saying, he's a good player. He's going to be out of the league soon, is what he was saying about Magruder. It was cruel. It was mean. And then Draymond Green, if you thought that was mean, Draymond Green is like, no, that's not mean. This is mean.
Draymond, what happened at the end there with Magruder?
I don't know. I was in the locker room. But apparently he was taking up for Wayne Ellington. When the f*** Rodney Magruder become the tough guy of the team? Like, I don't know, man. Everybody in the league tough these days. It's crazy. I've seen a lot of tough guys this year. I don't understand it. And don't nobody do anything. Like, if you really wanted to do something, you could have done it. Walk over there talking shit like he's a team tough guy. The hell out of here. Tough guy, Rodney. Tough guy.
Stugatz here for my friends over at Simply Safe. When you travel, do concerns back home nag you? Did you lock up? Did you leave a window open? That's why I recommend investing in Simply Safe Home Security today for award-winning security and peace of mind wherever your summer plans take you. I've had Simply Safe in my home for many years now. The peace of mind it gives me, especially during the summertime when I'm all over the place, is incredible. Because I know the things I care about, the things I value back home, I can always keep an eye on it using Simply Safe's indoor and outdoor cameras. So do me a favor. Before you head out on your next vacation, make sure to protect your whole home with Simply Safe's variety of indoor and outdoor cameras, plus add sensors to detect break-ins, fires, floods, and more. It's backed by 24/7 professional monitoring for less than $1 a day, no contracts to worry about, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Simply Safe has given me and many of my listeners real peace of mind. I want you to have it too. So right now, get 20% off any new Simply Safe system with Fast Protect monitoring at simplysafe.com/DLB. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.